For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Whew, we are halfway home on a Tuesday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Thanks for being here still, if you are. If you left, I understand that as well. I absolutely do. If you're checking out, you know, another program or something, you know, I'm understanding of it. Hopefully we can win your trust and love back at some point. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, the executive producer.
Sorry, everybody.
Ben Higgins, you're...
I know it doesn't seem like I have feelings, but we proved earlier this year
we
I
did.
Do.
We did. You did.
Demi Tram in the chat says, they were meant to be funny? Kind of. I'm trying. Yeah. I'm trying.
It's hard. It's harder than it looks.
So Woods, this is something that Woods, assigned to me a few years ago.
How's this my fault?
Knowing that it's not going to be great.
But it is great.
But I'm willing, for purposes of the show, to give it my best and wear it, when they fall flat. Right. I do. I'm glad people enjoyed the Membo number 5.
It was really,
really
good.
Honestly, it was I'm hitting 100 because maybe like 175.
I would say 300.
You like three of them?
Yeah, three of them were good. I like the Jay Walker.
I mean, what's a good batting average in comedy?
750?
Yeah, 750. It's not baseball. No. I mean, every comedian's going to tell a few...
Clunkers.
Yeah. But if over half your jokes are clunkers, you ain't going to make it.
You probably shouldn't be on stage.
That's true.
Which I shouldn't be on stage. I'm not a comedian. But it brings up the question, why am I always the one who wears the uncomfortable awkwardness?
I mean,
You guys really never do. Occasionally Woods does. Paul never does.
But I wore a diaper for 4 hours. I let you guys smash...
Like 5 years ago.
I let you guys smash eggs on my face. Like, there's not too much I won't do. But I won't do that.
To do anything for love, but I won't.
I won't do that. No, that I will not do. That I will not.
I didn't get the sense that you were uncomfortable getting eggs smashed on your head. You kind of reveled in it. You enjoyed it. I mean, it was obviously annoying to have to wash the eggs out, but I didn't feel like you felt humiliated by it.
I don't really get humiliated by things, though. You know?
That's the thing. It's tough to find something that makes you uncomfortable.
I don't even know what it would be.
I know.
I mean, if you want me to...
Paulie, what makes you uncomfortable? Other than me, apparently. I make everybody uncomfortable.
Yeah, you make me very uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable.
I don't know. I've never, had a lot of shame. Like, I've always been willing to be the funny... as a kid, I didn't have any problem being the funny kid or trying to be the funny kid, even if it came at my own expense.
Sure.
I wanted to have friends. There's just not a whole lot. I mean, short of you pulling my pants down or, in public. I don't want that.
No one does.
Come on.
Go ahead.
No.
See what you got, big guy.
What would you like me to do? I'll do anything to make you feel better. You know
I don't
that.
Feel bad. That's the thing.
Wearing an Under Armour shirt to a Padres
no
game.
No chance. There's like Dylan Brooks wearing Dylan. Yeah.
Yes. The mesh shirt thing was one of the more uncomfortable things that
I wore it too.
I remembered. Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
That was uncomfortable.
Yeah, I did that. It's fun to do it to you because you've never done anything.
True.
That's the thing. When I met you, I thought this guy has not experienced much of anything, you know? Just been a very straight-laced, and we've really brought your personality out.
No one's really experienced what I have, though, over the last few years.
How so?
Well, I mean, you know, it's not many people to get the opportunity to flame out as badly as I can
yeah,
here.
That's true.
You know, we got a big audience.
Yeah.
You know, anyone can go up on open comedy night in front of... You know,
14 people,
and you know, didn't go well.
Yeah.
Whatever. No one ever remembers it. It's done. You're gone. You move on to your day job on Monday.
Yeah,
but this is my day job.
It's great.
We've got, you know, thousands of people listening, and like, okay, well,
right.
I'll just put myself out there with Ben Mox the Draft.
Poncho Mize to show Woodsy in shorts for a full show. That's never happened. I wore shorts out a couple of days ago, just walking around the neighborhood, and both of my kids mocked me. A man doesn't need to be in shorts unless he's playing a basketball game or he's at the beach. It doesn't work for me. It just doesn't work. Poncho says, put Woodsy in the 100-mile-an-hour batting cage. I can't hit in the 80 right now, buddy.
I'm going on my
That wouldn't embarrass you, though.
No. I mean,
not a lot of people can.
Can time up 100, especially when they're 50 and can't see.
Going on my vacation this week to play golf.
Yeah.
My friend Scott, I've never seen him in shorts.
I don't do
never
shorts.
Never once.
Have you ever seen me in shorts playing golf? Never
not
once.
Golf,
no.
Certainly. I think I've seen you in, like, but usually wear those leggings now under the shorts. There you go. He's got shorts on, but he's got his leggings
shorts.
On. Under the shorts.
I always thought that was a bizarre take, though. Like, you're telling me we go out and play Saquon.
Yeah, it's 140 degrees.
Steel
I'm in pants.
Canyon.
Yeah.
It's 95 degrees
You've
out.
Seen it.
And
I never wear
pants.
Shorts. Always. Always.
I've lived my life, essentially.
In shorts.
In shorts. Growing up in San Diego, I didn't feel like there was any other choice other than to wear shorts
sure
all summer
is.
Long.
Pants.
Pants. During, like, August.
Oh, yeah.
And wearing pants
yeah.
during the day just
joggers.
Sounds miserable.
Yeah, well, when your legs look like yours, I would wear a loincloth. When
Vacations.
They look like mine.
Shorts?
When I went to Hawaii, we went to the beach every day. So I was in a bathing suit, right? But when we went to dinner, I didn't wear
pants back.
I put pants back.
See, I would still wear shorts to Hawaiian dinners. Hawaiian shirt, shorts.
Yeah,
they don't have to be basketball shorts. You can get nice shorts.
I actually have nice shorts. I just don't wear them. I bought some just in case. Like with golf, I thought maybe I'll start wearing shorts more. But it doesn't look good, man.
I know. Okay, but why does that matter?
What do you mean?
Who are you trying to impress?
It's about feeling good myself.
Yeah.
I mean, if I didn't want
to feel good to have the open air like on your legs occasionally, feel the breeze on a hot day
when
it's 90 degrees and you're wearing pants going out when you could be wearing shorts. Other people are wearing shorts. It's not inappropriate to do so.
But I don't
Your legs you don't feel are your best feature.
I don't look good in them, so I don't feel good.
Hmm.
Does that make sense? It's vanity, I'm sure, is what it boils down
to. That's kind of the point I'm making.
Right.
Let go of the vanity.
I don't want to let go of it. I want to feel comfortable, and I'm not comfortable when I wear shorts.
Maybe it's your turn to sit on the therapist couch.
All right,
Somebody in the chat says, people who wear pants in above 90 degrees just hate themselves.
You're not totally wrong. He's not totally. I don't love myself.
Now, remember that.
By any stretch.
That you feel like my legs are somehow worthy to be shown off because I have what? Big calves?
Big, thick.
Who says that
calves.
Big calves are better than skinny legs?
Everybody.
Everybody. But that's a.
You should see the guys in my gym training their calves.
I get it. But that's,
and they all have legs like me.
That's just a symptom of where we are in this particular moment in time. You know, there was a time when people who were, you know, really heavy, that was considered a desirable quality. Now it less so, and people shame people who are overweight. And I do SDFatLoss.com ads because people feel bad about themselves. I want you to get healthy, obviously. We've learned more about what makes people healthy, but there's nothing inherently wrong with having skinny legs or having a little bit of extra around the midsection. It doesn't make you a bad person.
Yeah, my legs look like Manny's legs. They do. They're birdie thin. They're not. They toe the line too. I don't have hairy legs. If I had, I would probably wear shorts more. But they look like I shave my legs, but I don't. So I have that. If I'm walking, like, look at that guy's creamy, mildly hairy legs. I just don't like seeing men's legs ever, really, especially my own. I hate my legs. I hate them. So I don't wear shorts.
What about jorts?
Never. I've never owned a pair of jorts.
You lose a bet. You got to wear jorts.
Oh, that's a nightmare. I would wear jorts, oh God, before I would wear the Dylan Brooks Under Armour out. That's for sure.
Tucked into your jeans.
I don't know. I just have always, I've always liked pants. I like how I look in pants. I like the way I look. I guarantee it. When I wear pants, when I wear shorts, I don't like how I look. It's like anything. Like, you hide your features that aren't your best, and you exploit your features that are your best, right? I can't exploit my best feature.
But you're letting society dictate what you think are
your
best features.
No, I'm letting myself dictate it. No one's mocked me out of wearing shorts. I've mocked myself out of wearing them. Nobody's ever made fun of my legs, except for, like, my wife.
But I'm saying, if we lived in a culture that prized skinny legs,
oh,
you would
be
showing
probably
them
be
off.
Rocking them.
That's the thing. I mean, you would absolutely be showing them off.
I guess the good thing is that it's all a you thing. Like, this isn't, you don't, if the three of us go golfing later and it's 90 degrees and me and Ben are wearing shorts and our polos.
I'm in pants.
You're in pants, but you're also not like, look at you morons.
You get morons in shorts. Exactly.
Like, you're the weird one.
I get it. Like, yeah, I'm the weird one. I totally get it. I totally, totally get it. Totally get it.
Like, I didn't work hard to get my calves.
You did. That's the thing that frustrates me the most.
I didn't. I'm not somehow more worthy than anyone else. I walk a lot.
KG said, if I get the broccoli cut. I said I'd get the broccoli cut if the Padres win the World
Series. Win the World Series? Right. Yeah.
Which will suck, but it would be.
Which Paul said is, I saw this on the notes, and I don't know where you got this info, but Baseball Reference listing the Padres second best odds to win the World Series.
Hey.
That's wild.
I assumed it was behind the Dodgers, and then it said it's not.
Cubs.
Making these odds up? I mean, I'm sure they're numerically based because it's Baseball Reference, but in what world are the Dodgers still not the favorites?
Jordan has a picture of me in shorts. I think we were going to play golf, and I tried it one day. He tweeted it, and look at the it's disgusting.
Tried it?
Remember that? Paul, you can put it in the chat if you want. There's me in shorts with Jordan. Jordan's got cargo shorts on. Yeah, it's just look how terrible I look in them. You know, you see? See how look at the difference in yours and mine.
And do you feel like you're disproportional or something?
Yeah, I hate
like
it.
That's
hate it.
You just feel like it's not aesthetically pleasing
to me.
If you were an artist, an architect, and you were designing a structure, you'd Bird want legs. It to be a little more stabilized at the bottom.
Yeah, the bottom.
And not as top.
I don't
heavy.
Mind my quads so much, but my calves. Just bird legs. Yeah, my wife makes fun of me for my bird legs. It's fine.
See, now I don't like that picture because look at me. This is pre-SD fat loss. Look at how chunky I am.
You are very portly.
Chunky.
I sent a picture of you to you the other day. I said, dude, you are.
There's really nothing wrong with your legs.
That's disgusting. Let's move on. There's
nothing wrong with them at all.
They're better if they're a little tanned.
You could do that.
Well, you're never going to get them
that.
Tanned unless you air them out a little
bit. It's a real catch-22, Paulie. It's a real catch-22. Yeah. Nate says old lady knees. I know. That's exactly right. That's why I wear pants.
Everyone,
leave me alone.
Everyone says, you look fine.
I don't want to be fine. It's good. I like my pants. Leave me alone. I'm going to wear pants. You guys can expose your legs like creeps. It's fine. I'm going to be wearing pants. All right?
It is funny about what is allowed to be exposed and what is not allowed to be exposed.
It's true. It is true.
Ben starts showing some midriff.
just
a little belly button.
Belly
little
button.
Hairy belly
little
button.
Little belly button ring. Fred says get calf implants. I don't need them that bad. I that is not something that I would do. I'm not that insecure about that I would get calf implants.
So really, the Cubs, they say, have the best odds to win the World Series?
That was going
then the
John
Padres.
Boy had that. It was Baseball Reference.
Huh.
Fangraphs disagrees.
The Cubs.
Fangraphs still has the Dodgers.
I don't buy it, man.
It's just
too early for all this.
I mean, if they're just
way too early.
If they're just going on like this season's stats, we don't have enough of a base to.
No, and we just saw on MLB Network that like Fernando Tatis will finish top two in the MVP. Like, dude. It's way too early for all of this mess. I know you need stuff to talk about. We're talking about my legs right now on the radio, so I absolutely understand. But too early to talk MVP, too early to talk Cy Young, too early to talk any of this. World Series champions, there's so much friggin' baseball.
I mean, the thing with the MVP is there is a certain amount of narrative involved in it, and the longer you can remain in that conversation, like a guy who has a good first 4 months and then falls off a little bit at the end, he'll have had all of those 4 months where people are talking about
sure.
him, whereas someone who is kind of mediocre and they're hitting 260, and then they have a good couple of months, and they end up near in the numbers, and you go, well, these guys had about the same season, but one guy was talked about as an MVP candidate all year, and the other guy was, you just had a good finish. It is important to have that narrative rolling, and that's why I think Fernando Tatis Jr. is already in a good spot. Now, obviously, he has to keep it up for
140 games, right.
But he's in the narrative lane right now,
sure.
where if he did keep it up, he's definitely going to be one of the guys who gets a lot of, you know, votes and attention because he's
again,
already,
if his numbers are
in
there,
that narrative lane.
But again, if you're Fernando Tatis Jr. and your numbers are there, you're going to be in that conversation. Just the kind of player that he is. So it's just
he
way
just
too
stays
early.
Healthy. He'll be in the conversation.
It's April. It's April. We can't talk MVP in April. We just can't. You can't. It's asinine. You can't really boast about standings right now. It's April. There's just so much baseball.
It's maybe time to start about talking about April Player of the Month.
Correct. That's about
yeah,
it.
He's in good position.
Good position for that.
To win April Player of the Month. Yeah. Beyond that, yeah, you're right. It's too early to be discussing anything.
Matthew says when he moved to America in middle school, he wore a European bathing suit to school for PE and everyone lost their minds. See, and it shouldn't be that way.
Is that like the Speedo?
Yeah, but Matthew, I absolutely would have been like, "Who? What is with that guy? What is in?" That's just the way that
different
societal
different
norms, different
they don't
culture.
Have the hang-ups.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
also
more hang-ups.
That's also being a middle schooler.
That's also being in middle school.
If I go to the beach today and I see somebody wearing that, I go,
still laugh.
It's still like it's jarring. It's different.
Jarring,
but
yes.
I go, oh, I bet they're not from here.
Correct.
I don't make fun of
and
them.
Are you enjoying San Diego, sir?
Oh, where are you from?
Oh, great. Yeah, I mean.
La Jolla, weird.
Yeah. I'll say this. Americans who wear those, I have a problem with you. I have a problem with you. If you're an American and you wear that on the regular, I have a problem with you. Is that fair?
No, because they're trying to step outside of our
correct
cultural norms.
Yeah, you want a reaction. You're wearing that for a reaction. Unless you're swimming in competition, fine. But if you're just at the beach and you're wearing that and you're from La Mesa, I have a problem with you. Okay?
All right. Let's take a timeout. When we come back, we need a contestant for Take on Woods. Chance to qualify for a trip to Las Vegas, concert tickets, and a $150 gift card. It is musical trivia. Woods v. a Tier 1, and Woods is on a winning streak right now. So try to take him down by calling 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. We'll play a little Take on Woods when we come back after a check of traffic with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. First, though, one of the basis of my Mock the Draft jokes was trust and will, because we've been telling you, get a will. There was no player named Trust, though, so I had to go with Will.
Fair.
On that one.
It was a great one.
We've been telling you for a reason, though. You know, it's because, well, honestly, there's no reason not to do it.
It's important.
Is that simple enough? Like, the only reason you're not doing it...
Because you're afraid,
is because
lazy.
You don't want to think about it.
Right.
You're putting it off, but there's really no reason not to have it set in place. If you have a family, you have anything that you want to leave anybody, you have valuable possessions, get a will or get a trust.
Yeah, and make sure to avoid probate, get a trust. There's no reason not to get this thing done. It takes about 20, 30 minutes. It's super affordable for you as well, so that helps. Make sure you have a guardian selected for your children. Don't leave your kids' lives to chance. I mean, it's amazing that I went that long with kids without doing that. Nothing is guaranteed these days. Go to trustandwill.com. Use the discount code FAN when you check out. You'll get 20% off, and you'll get free shipping of your estate documents. Get it done today. Again, trustandwill.com. Use FAN when you check out to get 20% off.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, Shank Half or Whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco Snack Crackers, Ritz Crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are just about 10 minutes away from Jesse Agler, the Incorporator, voice of the Padres, joining us from Detroit for his regular Tuesday segment. So let's get right to our game. It is time to play Take on Woods. Take on Woods brought to you by Bay Alarm, security and fire alarms for every business. We got you. And when I say we got you, who do we got here? Let's go to line two. Caller, who's this?
If you're on the phone...
Yep, there you are.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, this is Josh.
Josh, welcome to Take on Woods. You ready to play our game?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, here's how it works for everybody out there.
Josh, I need one right answer at least, okay?
He sounds...
I'm going to try.
He sounds like he's ready. You get five questions of musical trivia. Woods gets the same five questions. If you beat or tie him, put you into our grand prize drawing. At the end of the month, someone's going to win a two-night stay at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, a $150 gift card, and tickets to your choice of either Disturbed, Ghost, or Pantera in concert. Tickets for all three shows are available now at Ticketmaster.com. And to give you the advantage, because Woods is very good at this game, we let you pick the category, keep him in the dark. Your choices are Smokestack. Five song titles and artists with smoke in the name. Duets, old and new-ish. Those are five duets in all two-second song category. And our new category today, The End of Me. Five song titles that all end with me. So, Smokestack, duets, old and new-ish, and The End of Me. What would you like to play, Josh?
Let's run Smokestack.
Smokestack. All right, today on Take on Woods, we are featuring five song titles or artists with smoke somewhere in the name. You'll have 60 seconds to answer as many as you can. If you pass, we can come back to it at the end if there is still time left on the clock. First question is the two-second song. Paulie's queuing it up now. You will get a couple of seconds of music. You need to identify the song title and the artist to score that one. Josh, are you ready to play?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's do this. 60 seconds on the clock. The category is Smokestack. Josh, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Woods.
Let's Smoke on the Water by Deep Purple.
Correct. Which legendary Motown artist sang with a backup band called The Miracles? Alex Paul and Drew Taggart form which Grammy-winning electronic DJ and production duo that has released hits with artists including Coldplay and Halsey?
The Chainsmokers.
Correct. Which 2012 cannabis culture single with a nine-word title by Willie Nelson features guest vocals by Snoop Dogg and Kris Kristofferson?
I think I know this one. Pass.
Which classic 1959 hit by the Platters begins with the line, "They asked me how I knew my true love was true"?
Ooh. Pass.
Which legendary Motown artist sang with a backup band called The Miracles?
Smokey Robinson?
It is. Which 20? Oh, you got three. You got the first three, actually. Smoke on the Water by Deep Purple, Smokey Robinson, and the Chainsmokers.
That's not a bad score.
Willie Nelson is Roll Me Up and Smoke Me When I Die. And the Platters, I love this one, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. Let's bring Woods back in. Hang on the line, Josh. See if your score holds up. All right, he doesn't get the category. He gets the same 60 seconds, same five questions.
Just doing some calf raises out there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Working on eventually
wearing shorts out there in public. Yeah. All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Woods, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Josh.
Smoke on the Water, Deep Purple.
Correct. Which legendary Motown artist sang with a backup band called The Miracles?
Smokey Robinson.
Correct. Alex Paul and Drew Taggart form which Grammy-winning electronic DJ and production
duo?
The
Chainsmokers.
Correct. Which 2012 cannabis culture single with a 9-word title by Willie Nelson features guest vocals by Snoop Dogg and Kris Kristofferson?
Pass.
Which classic 1959 hit by The Platters begins with the line, they...
Smoke in your eyes.
Correct. Smoke gets in your eyes.
Smoke
which 2012 cannabis culture single with a 9-word title by Willie Nelson features guest vocals by Snoop Dogg and Kris Kristofferson?
I don't know. Something Smoke.
Yes.
It is Something Smoke.
Smoke your
9 words.
Smoke your taint.
Incorrect. I don't know, because you did actually, you said smoke in your eyes, not smoke gets
in
your eyes, and it does matter because...
3-3?
Josh got 3.
Yeah,
I have to be strict here.
Give
let's
it
call
him.
It a tie. Josh, congratulations.
Yeah, that's a qualification.
Yeah. Put you into the draw. Yeah, smoke gets in your eyes. You knew the song, but...
Roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Okay. Category smokestack on that one. And Josh, congratulations. Paulie, I'll get your information. You have done enough to get into the drawing.
I know that song. Damn it. Threw me off.
It's a long title.
It is. Tough. When you said 9 words, I was like,
tough with a long title. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a qualification.
That was kind of a hint, like maybe if you knew it was, oh, I know, that's a real long title.
Yeah, I just bricked on that one. But no, that's I think Smoke in Your Eyes is not the same as Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. I love that song.
Dude. I did too. I was just
they
saying that.
Asked me how I knew my true love was true.
Yes. Sorry. All right. Jesse's coming up, though, so we got to keep rolling here.
All right, keep it moving.
We will talk to the voice of the Padres from Detroit coming up next after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
But first, it's Woodsy. Let me tell you about QC Kinetics, total life-changing place. If you're listening right now and you woke up this morning, you're not feeling great, man. Your joints and your knees, your pain, your back, your shoulders, any of those. Go call them today. You'll get a free consultation when you do. They got a couple different locations, one in Torrey Hills, one in Hillcrest. Went in years ago for my wrists. Got 5 treatments on each wrist, and my wrists are stronger than ever. Literally, like before, they're stronger now than they were before. I don't remember a time that they've been this strong. And to not have that constant pain in them, to not have to take things to dull that pain is great, and not have to get surgery. That's what it's all about at QC Kinetics. They're going to take good care of you. Make sure you're a candidate, though, and call them today. You'll get a free consultation. Again, now's the best time to get started. You can reach them. You hear it all the time, 619-614-PAIN, 619-614-PAIN. They will take such good care of you. They are such great people. I've only been to the Torrey Hills location. I've not been to the Hillcrest one yet, but I got to tell you, man, top-notch customer service every step of the way. Love these guys. Love what they do. That's where I'll go. If I ever have joint pain again, QC Kinetics, once again, call them at 619-614-PAIN.
Going to be heading to Motown in just a moment.
Yeah, buddy.
Which I mentioned it earlier. This is a fun, well, I mean, Jesse can tell us whether it's a fun road trip or not, but it's different. They don't go to Houston and Detroit every year. This is kind of an every other year thing, and to hit them both on the same trip, something unique and something we can talk about with the voice of the Padres, Jesse Agler. He's going to join us right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. So is it a fun trip to go to cities that you don't get to visit every single year, Jesse? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I think so. You know, this one's a little bit weird, right? Because we had the off day at the start in Houston and then the Sunday night game. So even though, you know, that sounds fairly standard, you combine those two things and it felt like we were there for a month. And then on the flip side of that, you get to Detroit at 4:00 in the morning on Monday. And I guarantee you by the time we leave here tomorrow night, it'll feel like we were in Detroit for 30 seconds. So even though it was really only one more day in Houston, because of the timing of the arrival, yesterday's like a lost day. Like you sleep all morning and then it's kind of like, all right, you go to the game and then it's over and you're like, oh, that was a whole day. So it's like it's from a timing standpoint, a little bit of a weird trip. So really got to have a lot of time in Houston and probably not very much time here in Detroit.
Yeah, I never really thought about that. Like we were at spring training, what, for 3 nights?
Yeah.
And it feels like a really long time. You occasionally will have a 4-game road series in a city that may have an off day to start it.
Yeah.
So, you know, that really is a long time to spend in another town.
Yeah, you get into sort of a rhythm in the baseball season with the travel. And so anything that's sort of like beyond the usual 3+ days starts to feel really, really long. And anything that feels really, really short. Like when we pop in somewhere and just have like a 2-game series and leave, it's like you barely have time to like look around the hotel room.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a night game, a day game, and you're out of there. So it's definitely funny how like, you know, one day makes a very big difference with this kind of stuff.
You know, an off day in Houston for me would mean just more time to eat barbecue. Now, I've eaten barbecue with you in Arizona, Ben's recommendation, pretty good, but it doesn't compare to the barbecue in Houston. Were you able to sample any of the local wares down there?
You know what? I did not get any barbecue on the off day. So that's the other thing. And it's funny because I don't think most people probably think of it this way, but like there is no going out to dinner unless you have a day off or a random like day game where you don't travel afterwards,
right?
Which almost never happens, right? So like the Yankees and the Blue Jays generally, I think at home play Saturday day games. So like, okay, that's an opportunity to actually go out to dinner in those places, but most teams don't. So like if you don't have a day off, you're not going out to dinner. You're eating at the ballpark and you're having, you know, like a light lunch or whatever
yeah.
earlier in the day. So we did have the off day in Houston, but ended up doing some trivia at a bar with some of the guys who travel. So that was kind of like the one night out that we had on this trip. But
how'd you guys do?
We were fine until the end and then not so great. But we were on a roll.
I feel like Jesse
turned into
good.
A bunch.
I was just
God, really I feel good. Like he would. I would want him on my team.
I'd pick him over just about anybody
yeah,
in trivia night.
Me too. Me too.
Well, that's all well and good until like the whole last round is like pop culture and music, and then guess
oh,
what?
Hello, your old pal Woodsy is here to save you. Me and you,
exactly.
Dynamite team. Do you remember any of the questions that you missed?
No, absolutely not, because I never heard of any of the people. Like that's the thing. You're like, oh, this 1994 song featuring. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so you could have used me. Just text me next time. I'll help you. Oh,
no
phones allowed. I know.
Come there's, on.
There's ways around it.
No, there's not. That's
right.
Cheating.
That's fine. All right. I mean, trust.
So how's your health and Tony Gwynn Jr. and Dave Marcus? Have
yeah.
you been hit by the injury bug that seems to be going around the team?
Any hammies or anything we need to know about?
Honestly, no joke. Like, I yanked my hamstring in Houston the other day, and I was like, you got to be kidding.
How'd you
like,
do it?
Not right.
No, he's kidding.
Oh.
No, he's not kidding.
No kidding. How'd you do it? Getting out of bed?
I was running, I was working out, and I like kind of felt it yank a little bit, and like I just kind of ignored it for the first half a second, and then I was like, wait a minute, no, come on, it's fine, like I don't have to go to the IL or anything, but like it's just sort of like it felt like a cruel joke almost, like anything else would have been whatever, but yeah, so that happened the other day. I mean, it's one of these things that happens to most teams at some point in the year, but
yeah.
Boy, does it feel kind of hot and heavy right now, and I guess I'd prefer it in April than you know later on in the season, but. Man, it's a lot. It's a lot, and it's asking a lot of the rest of this team to pick up, you know, quite a bit of slack, obviously.
It sure is, and I saw, I'm talking to Jesse Agler here on Ben and Woods, I saw a great tweet from our buddy Tommy yesterday that said, man, you know, you watch the guys go down, and then you watch Manny hit two balls hard off the inside of his foot, and he, like, you know that dude's not feeling great. I mean, when he's down on his ass going, all right, that's two right in the same spot. You know, the guys that have to step up and post, and, you know, Fernando's talked about Manny doing that before. Fernando's out there every single day. Xander, those guys, they have to be out there, Jesse, right now, and we're back to that spot that, remember when Bob Melvin couldn't give any of his regulars a day off because, well, they kept losing one and winning one, losing one and winning one. He had to stay with a consistent lineup. You know, the top of the order, those guys are going to have to shoulder the load for a while until these guys get back.
And the good news is, right, those are all guys who are more than capable of doing
oh,
that.
Yeah.
And look, we all know when Manny really gets hot, he stays hot. And it turns into one of those crazy get-on-my-back kind of runs, you know, the likes of which Fernando has really been on the entire season so far to this point. But I would argue with the sheer number of guys who are out right now, and in addition, like the guys themselves, who they are, that are out, it's going to take more, you know, than the big guys at the
yeah.
top of the order. You
Truth.
Know, it's going to take like what we saw yesterday from Gavin Sheets. And I know they didn't win last night, but like you're going to need, you know, on a pretty regular basis, I would imagine, unless you get one of those, you know, Nick Pivetta 7 1/3, no runs kind of starts, you're going to need at least one of those quote unquote other guys to do kind of what Sheets did in yesterday's game. And, you know, it might be him one night. It might be Iglesias another night. It might be Tirso one night, whatever. But, you know, I think, you know, generally, again, unless Manny and Fernando are both going on some crazy, crazy tear where you can't get them out, which is certainly within the realm of possibility, but they're going to need a little more. And look, we all spent so much time in spring training talking about the depth and how, wow, there's going to be guys who are big league caliber who don't make this roster on opening day.
That's right.
Now we're seeing some of those guys, and that depth is going to be tested.
Jesse, and certainly, you know, big league ball players, they're used to dealing with the gut punches of injuries. They happen. They suck. You know, it's a downer, but they tend to be good at moving on. Even when it's a season ender, they know, okay, well, guy's going to put in his rehab and he'll be back at some point. But with the Luis Arraez injury, that was different. Now, that was a true scary moment. Now, he came back, you know, in the clubhouse after the game, but what was it like there in Houston? And then you had to get on a flight without him to Detroit. Kind of paint the picture for us a little bit on how different that was from your run-of-the-mill baseball injury.
Very much so. You know, I think from the obvious standpoint of what it looked like, I mean, it almost turned into a football situation, right? When, you know, you see the backboard come out and they're stabilizing his neck. That's just not generally something you're going to see in baseball. I know we have before. I'm not suggesting it's the first time ever, but that's not a common thing you see. So very jarring from that standpoint. And then, I mean, the hush that overtook that stadium, it was eerie. And, you know, there was definitely, I think especially it was like, you know, second batter of the game. To me, it was like the air just got sucked out of the whole place, including out of my own lungs. And, you know, you're worried about him on a human level, you know, and then you're kind of watching what's going on. And then just from like the Tony Jesse perspective, like the added craziness of we're on the radio. And so we need to be continually describing what we're seeing. And now you're basically doing play by play. And it felt gross,
of
but
an
necessary
injury.
Of like, yeah. Right. The guy laying there. Okay. He's moving his hands. Manny's down on one knee. Fernando's walking around. There's Dubon, like all this stuff. And it almost felt a little bit icky, like having to describe it, but that's literally the job, of course. And so it was a really kind of scary one. And it, in similar but different, reminded me of when, you know, Musgrove left the game against the Braves last October, where there was just this vibe shift in the building where like, all right, hey, it's fun. It's baseball Sunday night, two good teams. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh man, like it felt like there were just such bigger things going on. But look, that is the reality of professional sports. And these guys, you know, they clicked back in really quickly after that, despite their concerns for their friend and their teammate. And, you know, everybody else kind of had to do the same thing. But coming out of it, of course, you know, pretty much it sounds like as close to a best case scenario as you can have from something like that. Hopefully he's, you know, all fine with the concussion protocol and it's just a week away for Luis Arraez. But look, yeah, there's no doubt that was not your run of the mill, you know, guy rolls his ankle or pulls up with a hamstring kind of situation. That was very, very different.
I had been so zen until yesterday, Jesse. I was so zen. I came in full doomer mode this morning, and I said, man, it's the first game I've let them affect my mood this year. Now, you know, the start that they got off to, it's great. It's great. You stack some wins, certainly. And I think I just got hit by the reality of like, oh, cool. The heart and soul and heartbeat of the team is going to be out a week, and Jackson's still up in the air, and Crony. You know, you saw the play yesterday. I texted the fellas too, and it was a tough hop on Iglesias, but I'm like, I don't know. I feel like Crony makes that play. I'm starting to a little bit of a white knuckle spiral, Jesse. Just a little.
I mean,
tiny.
It's the thing I would say, and look, it goes for when things are going really well and when things are not going as well right now, is that like they're 22 games in. What is
yep.
it? You know, I mean, like there is so much baseball still ahead. Like, you know, it's April literally 22nd, right? Like, you know, I mean, so this is one of those things that, you know, hopefully when all those guys are back in another couple of few weeks, whatever it ends up being, you know, you almost forget that they went through that stretch. And maybe it'll even be something where we look back and go, hey, man, remember all those injuries in April? And look at what their record was that month.
Yeah.
Hey, Fernando was the National League Player of the Month. Hey, you know, this Nick Pivetta's off to the great start. Whatever, you know, I mean, it's again, it's all stuff that's going to happen. And, you know, I know that they haven't had a great road trip by any stretch of the imagination, but there are two games to go. They've been playing brilliantly at home, where they get back, you know, on Friday to play Tampa Bay and the Giants. And I still, you know, it sounds crazy because we're a few weeks into this thing, but like, I don't think we are yet at the point where like this season is really like on. Like, obviously it started, but like, we're not even into this groove yet. They played, what is it, one series against a division opponent. You know, it's like we haven't even really hit our stride yet.
Yeah.
It is so early in this season.
You know, Jesse, we're talking to Jesse Agler. He's in Detroit, and I don't think I did a great job explaining it earlier because I wasn't trying to be insulting to, you know, the last guys on the roster. But every team has those last three or four guys, replacement level players, and you're not asking any of them to be stars. They need to step in, and hopefully, you know, some of them come up with big hits here or there. But AJ didn't sign all those players because he thought they were all going to turn into stars. And I think already They've had two phenomenally good surprises. Gavin Sheets, we talked about that earlier. And I think Nick Pivetta, even though he got a big contract, he has outperformed what we've expected. You get to see him tonight again, and I'd imagine you're excited to go. Give us your early thoughts on what Nick Pivetta has brought to this starting rotation.
I mean, huge, obviously, right, what he's brought. But you said outperforming expectations. I've seen what I thought I was going to see out of Nick Pivetta. And I think probably a lot of people in baseball operations feel the same way. You know, the last couple of years, this group in the front office has been expert at finding that exact kind of guy. And then obviously working with Ruben and with Ben Fritz and everybody, you know, in the front office to kind of, you know, help mold that guy into the best version of himself. Like last year when Michael King was acquired in part of that Soto deal, you know, I think everybody was like, all right, we'll see what we got. You know, reliever, starter, what is it, blah, blah, blah. And I threw out there, maybe even on your guys' show once or twice, that, like, I felt that Michael King, and this wasn't my own original thought, this was based upon looking at numbers and talking to people and all that. Like, he was at a very, very similar point in his career that Joe Musgrove was when the Padres acquired Joe, a guy that, you know, had kind of had some experiences, had had some ups and downs, had been used in a couple of different roles, but was now like ready to take off. Now, Pivetta obviously is a bit more advanced in his career than those guys, but like this is a guy who absolutely has some great stuff and, you know, has just maybe not clicked all the way in yet. You know, I mean, he's always been a guy, I think, whether in Philly or Boston, that everybody in baseball looked at as like, man, he's got great stuff. And that was that great comment that Musgrove made about him. I think it was Joe during spring training, you know, where he said, I can't believe this guy's never had an ERA under four. Because, like, he's good. He's really good. He should have had better numbers than he did, maybe. And so now you get him into this situation here, and it seems early on, and again, very early, that Nick is sort of, you know, becoming that best version of himself. And there will come a point, guys, when we have to stop thinking of this as coincidence when all these guys come here and start doing that. You know, this staff is incredible. You know, they really are. And so you've got another guy now. It's just off to a phenomenal start, and I'm not suggesting his ERA is going to stay in the ones all year, but, I mean, this guy is a really, really good pitcher and maybe just now, you know, hitting his stride for real in the big leagues.
All right, Jesse, as so many things happen on this show, it sounds good in theory to make you throw in some drops, and you did great with a crumb bomb last week, but we realized that
we're out.
Most of our drops are kind of inappropriate in nature and probably not something you're going to want to actually incorporate into the
ganja
podcast.
Aka cannabis,
right?
I can't see Jesse saying
pound town,
right? They're usually of a sexual or a marijuana. Those are our
loose
two
cannabis.
Are you guys suggesting that you have used double entendre in my presence and I didn't realize that?
The time, perhaps. But we've run out of like clean ones. Everything else is weed and sex.
So after 3 weeks.
That's it.
Yeah, we're done.
I mean, Paulie's just playing you some examples. There's no way you can say raw dog, you know what I mean, in a broadcast.
Even though that was really referring to just staring ahead
at the screen. Yeah.
At the screen, yeah. But you're not going to use that.
Hooter Research.
Hooter Research would be a great one. I'd love to hear it, but it's not going to happen.
Like, have you guys ever put together like a Ben and Woods dictionary on the website or anything like
should.
That?
Yeah. That's not a bad idea. We have
sounds like a lot of extra work for me.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
Appreciate that. So I went back to the well today.
Ben, you're on that.
Just back to the
Paulie
dictionary.
Paulie can be our lexicographer, which is not your word.
That's
today.
Not your word. Your word today is
impignorate.
Impignorate. I'd never heard it before, but I like it.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
Impignorate is to pledge, pawn, or mortgage. Pledge, pawn, or mortgage something as security for a debt or a loan. It's a formal term. And while not as common as other words like pledge, it carries the same meaning of giving an asset as security. Impignorate.
Look, contract law.
Yeah, contract law. There you go. Very good.
Very good. There's a lot of contracts in baseball. Good luck, Jesse. Good luck to the Padres tonight. Safe travels. And we will see you next week when you get home.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks.
Thank you, buddy.
Jesse Agler, the voice of the Padres, the incorporator. He is going to try to impignorate.
That's what I thought it was. You texted me and I looked.
Impignorate.
Like,
hope they don't impignorate all over themselves tonight in the field. It doesn't work, but it kind of does.
So it's like putting something like at a pawn shop. You impignorate your guitar,
your watch for some extra cash. Have you ever been to a pawn shop and pawned anything?
No.
Right, we got to get him to do that at some point. I want to watch you.
I don't think they have such things in the Las Vegas area.
So oh, no. You'll never find a pawn shop in Vegas.
I'll not be able to do that this weekend at all.
What would you pawn if you could?
Ooh, let's think about that. We'll come back. We got a whole hour to muse on that one. And we'll get to Rindle Report and more coming up. 60 minutes to go with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.